The Dune's interiors are meant to cultivate an intimacy between viewer, work and space. Going to a museum in China often feels like going to a shopping centre, says Mr. Lee, an experience of rushed consumerism typically characterised by large crowds and smartphone selfies. By contrast, the Dune's subterranean galleries invoke the caves in which the most primitive human art was first daubed. The design was inspired by Louis Kahn, a 20th century American architect who envisaged museums as a society of rooms which foster interaction and encourage people to slow down. Given the isolated location, visitors will have to make a deliberate pilgrimage to the art, as Mr. Lee puts it, rather than just a hurried urban flyby. After Nature, the inaugural exhibit, curated by Luan Shishuan, focuses on a pertinent subject, the future of humanity's relationship with the natural world. Each of the 9 contemporary Chinese artists in the show engages cleverly with the space that their work occupies. Visitors standing in front of Liu Yuja's Wave, a digital diptych featuring aerial footage of waves rushing against the coast, need only to turn around to find themselves looking out at the Bohai Sea. Beyond a glass door lies Zhengbo's Dune Botanical Garden, a work of bioart made of transplanted local weeds that also functions as a museum garden. Nearby stands Destination, an installation by Nabuki, which comprises an overturned billboard advertising an eerily photoshopped beachside getaway. Maznar's contribution is a wry commentary on the museum itself. Its location, Beidaihe, is well established as both a summer retreat for Beijing's political elite and a popular beach resort for domestic tourists. Cranes crowd behind the dunes, supervising construction work by Aranya, a Chinese developer that also funded and built the museum. Much as the dune wants to attract visitors, a big influx might threaten its sustainable vision, like that forlorn billboard. A picture-perfect ideal risks being compromised by the double-edged forces of consumption.